I am Digital Dave.
There you
still.
Go. Still? After all these years.
Every now and then I pull out the driver's license just to check I'm still me.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and nobody cares about that.
Right. And joining us, we have Gus Sinuda. I hope that's correct.
That is correct.
And Lucas DeJager. Names. They trip us up every time.
And they're from first-generation pilots.
Yeah, but they don't look old enough to be first-generation pilots, you know? I had to think about it. That one went right over your head.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I'm just thinking, what would the Wright brothers do?
Yeah, they were first-generation pilots.
They were first-generation pilots.
Okay, what is first-generation pilots then?
Well, First Generation Pilots is formerly a student organization at the University of North Dakota that Gus and I and a couple other college peers of ours started. And just as of yesterday, we've turned it into a nonprofit. So we found that we had so much success with the student organization in our first couple of years. Over 300 members, thousands of dollars worth in scholarships donated and pledged. That we decided to take it to the next level and make it a 501c3. So that's kind of our mission now, is to spread the first generation pilot mission to inspire, educate, and develop professionally first generation aviators, not only at UND, but just like across the country.
So. Right. So by first generation, you mean non-flying family. And all
much.
Of a sudden the kid says, I want to fly an airplane.
Yeah. Yep,
well, that's cool because we need them. We need everybody that can fly, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Get out there.
We need everything aviation related.
That's right. Aviation shot glasses. I want more. Anyway, getting back on subject. So you guys just yesterday. So... You've got an airplane. You're trying to get an airplane. You're trying to steal an airplane.
We would certainly love an airplane. That would make.
Okay, anyways, got one lying around.
No, but Gus and I have been working on this for nearly a year now, making this nonprofit a reality. Yesterday was the day that we launched, so we've been kind of keeping it a secret for pretty much since January.
So this is the big debut.
Yeah,
we're at Oshkosh.
Yep, we're at Oshkosh.
Everything
yep.
important happens at Oshkosh.
Everything, yep.
There you go. You guys are still in college, seniors?
We've both graduated and currently flight instructing for the University of North Dakota.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you went right back into a job with them.
That's right.
Jeez, that must be nice.
Mm.
So you're teaching all the students and trying to make them better pilots.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Good. What's the biggest challenge with a first-generation pilot person that's never been around and seen an airplane, been up close?
I mean, unless you have...
Yeah, we have a lot of challenges. We have, you know, students who are the first in their family to pursue aviation have a lot of barriers to access, and that's access to information, whether that's pursuing their career, how to... you know, explore flight training, what path to take. Like, I remember the first time I was introduced to the idea of a sport pilot license, a recreational, and a private. I did not know the difference between those. But yeah, those are included, as well as, you know, finding the funding for flight training costs. So,
well, so you end up educating, having to educate their family as well to prepare them
right.
for what
mm-hmm.
the guy's going to go through. Going to do.
And you guys mentioned funding. How do you go about getting funding for these up and coming pilots?
They hit me up when, you know, for a buck when they came in.
Is that guy with the squeegee and the wash bottle?
Yeah, out there on the corner.
I mean, fundraising, we're just learning how to do this. Both of us, you know, just recent college grads, we're still learning how to fundraise. But I think generally it's probably going to come from numerous sources, right? So corporate sponsorships, flat out donations, maybe kind of mutual deals, the sale of merchandise that's related to our nonprofit mission. There's a lot of legal stuff to ensure there, but
right.
Yeah, just kind of any way that we can drive revenue to re-give to students, I think we're going to pursue. So
good. So you're just getting started.
Well, no. You know, and speaking of getting started, what kind of hoops did you had to jump through to get this thing off the ground?
Many and difficult.
Ooh.
They get smaller and smaller, you know, like at the circus.
And the last one is on fire?
Yeah. They're smiling, but they're not saying much, so that must be true.
No, I mean, it's it's complicated. It's hard to figure out the paperwork that's required. I think we spent the better part of, I don't know what, like a month or so, just trying to get our articles of incorporation down correctly. Because I have a mentor that started a nonprofit as well for a different mission.
Well, that's a help.
Yeah, and he, when I told him about this idea, he pretty much told me to just make a for-profit company, because making a nonprofit is difficult to get it approved, and that we would most likely just be kicked back and denied initially. So we really combed through all of the details so that we would not get denied right away. So it kind of took a long time, but we ended up getting approval immediately.
Well, that's submission. Good. Yeah. That's
good. Amazing.
Where are you guys based?
So we're registered in the state of Minnesota, but it's a federally recognized 501c3.
Yep. You can operate anywhere.
Yeah, so it's incorporated in Minnesota,
okay.
But we can operate nationwide.
Yeah, because yeah, Minnesota's a fair distance from North Dakota, isn't it?
Not that far, bro. I've driven it. It's not that bad.
You've driven to North Dakota?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
I did not know that.
Well, half of our board is from Minnesota, so it just kind of made sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense. What's the short-term and the long-term goal?
Well, our goal for the fiscal year 27 is $10,000. And that $10,000 is broken up into different bins and buckets for the mission, either supporting the student organization at UND, that's now our first chapter, or driving flight training scholarships, written scholarships, check ride scholarships, as well as just kind of a general bin for our future. Unrestricted donations that we can expand our organization with. We would not mind any donation, but an unrestricted donation gives us a little bit more freedom to do what we think is best for the organization.
Right, right. So not money earmarked for a specific purpose.
Yeah, yep.
Good. Good. And you'll be growing in leaps and bounds, because apparently the aviation market's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well,
good.
You and a lot of other people out there are starting organizations to go and get pilots trained. Do you ever look at any of these other organizations and think to yourself, holy moly, what have we gotten ourselves into?
No, apparently not.
Apparently they're still overwhelmed by it all.
Yes, yes, it's all new.
It's a daunting task, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know one of the things that Gus was really good about doing was bringing up examples of other nonprofits and what they do. Like, I know we talked about, like, what does EAA do as a nonprofit? And looking at basically our nonprofit peers, I guess, if we will, even much bigger ones than ourselves, but just looking for examples, right? For what we need to do.
Okay, and there's the playbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, you can learn a lot from organizations that have already been through it. Hmm. And I'm sure that you've looked at a number of organizations and you've adapted as required.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're glad that you have graduated school, because there's no way you'd have time to do college and this 501c3.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were both at the tail ends of our time at UND. Both of us were still students when we started the student organization, and then both of us were nearing the end of our education when we started the nonprofit. So,
okay,
definitely helped to kind of load shed some things there.
Yes.
Yeah.
What made you want to do this? I mean, this is a complicated, daunting task. Why did you start it? Just
passion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just passion. Lucas is. Your family is immigrated from South Africa,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had no background in my family, so I got in through Microsoft Flight Simulator X, and then had my first flight with the Young Eagles program in 2019.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There it is, nice. That Young Eagles program paying off again.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't remember when Microsoft allowed you to actually mess with the design of the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think another thing, too, is we had so much unexpected success our first year as a student organization. We wanted to start it. We wanted to see how it would go. But I think it kind of took both of us and our other members, our other founders, away. We have like 300 active students in the first 2 years.
That's amazing.
With a student body of 2,000, I mean, that was pretty good. We'd
have
70, 80 students per meeting, biweekly, showing up every time. And then just the scholarship, $10,000 over 5 years. We just decided that, like, we could do so much more by trying to expand it. So,
well, yeah, people want they see a flight career as a way out of whatever, or mm-hmm. just, you know, mm-hmm. a good path, mm-hmm. and it pays really well. I understand. Mm. I wouldn't know.
And there are other benefits too. I mean, you know, as a pilot, you're constantly learning and constantly honing techniques. And of course, the big one is inspiring the next generation of pilots. Mm-hmm. We need that more now than ever.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You nothing about, you know, you get to fly cool airplanes in there anywhere?
That's part of the inspiration.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I look at some of these four-bar captains, and I saw that, what was it, the A350 out there the other day? Holy moly, this guy is flying that big airplane? Wow.
Yep. All right, I want to thank you guys for joining us, and we're going to wish you great success. We hope you come back with 400 students next year. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.